Thanks, Mitch. So, it is the Vic Star 1-2-3.
Yes.
As we all know, Mitchell's better half.
As we introduced
and last time we'd done this, which was, we have to apologise, too long ago.
It was almost or just over a year? What was it?
Yeah.
Like 14, 15 months
Stranger
or something?
Things came out.
Yeah.
We looked the other day, didn't we? We looked the other day just to see when
it was over a year.
It's been over a year. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It's been over a
year. And the thing is, we have been planning to do this for a while. We were planning to do it as soon as like season four was kind of like going to be announced. And then writer's strikes have happened. And then actor's strikes have happened. And that's been delayed and delayed and delayed. And there hasn't really been another TV series that's kind of like encapsulated me and Liam as much. I got into Sex Education. He just doesn't want to watch it.
I've tried because Alice watches it. It's just not for me, man. It's just not for me. And
so,
you know me, I have a habit of starting a series, getting about a season in, starting another series and getting lost, and then I just don't know where I end up.
Exactly. So the spin-off got announced. Gen V is coming out soon, or is out now.
It's out now.
Is season finished yet?
I don't think so. I think they're doing it maybe week on week.
Well, yeah. But regardless, that's got the boys back into kind of like popular culture. So we are going to talk about all three seasons that have already been of The Boys. There could be a lot of skipping around here. I know that my two esteemed, very prepared colleagues have made notes.
I've made notes season by season, too. I have
season by season.
I have seasonal notes. I have seasonal. Right, I have a list of characters so I don't get confused, and I have a list of seasonal notes.
Yeah, so do
I. You're a bit...
Names. I forget forgetting that. I wasn't very busy today. I was very busy today. I did all of this while I was at work.
Cool.
So,
please, if you have any opinions of The Boys, comment on this video. Do everything that's going on the rolling text below. We'll begin recapping, I suppose. In the beginning, basically, in this world, there are superhumans, and these superhumans are just basically have the powers of superheroes. There is a company called Vault, which has a superhero group called the Seven. The Seven has a leader who's Homelander, who is the equivalent of Superman. We have Queen Maeve, who is the equivalent of Wonder Woman. We have the Deep, who is the equivalent of Aquaman. We got A-Train, who is the equivalent of Flash. Black Noir, who's the equivalent of Batman. And then
you were doing so well. He's not the equivalent of Batman. No, because in the new season, there is an equivalent of Batman coming.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
You were close. We'll let you have that one. You're doing well. I'm very impressed.
All right.
You're not very translucent. I'm impressed.
And translucent is there as well as the sixth one, and there's an open spot because Lamplighter had just retired. That spot was filled by Annie, who was given the character of Starlight. She has the power to basically take electricity and just go boom with it. So that's kind of like where the Seven's at when we first begin. We are also introduced to our main human character who has no powers, Huey. Who lives with his girlfriend, he lives with his dad, but he has a girlfriend, a long-term girlfriend. That
they want to move in together.
Had.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It seems as a she has no name, and that's very good because literally as soon as we meet her, she just disappears like in the blink of an eye. And this is by A-Train, who apparently had just run through her. And in front of Huey, who is now just covered in her blood.
And don't forget holding her hands still. The rest of her body just obliterated.
Indeed. Huey is obviously distraught and shocked about this. He's angry. He seeks compensation from Vault about this, and they offer him $45,000. He is advised to take this because he probably won't get anything better. This is where we are introduced to our vigilante group, the Boys. Nice. Mainly, its leader, Billy the Butcher, played by Carl Urban.
Billy Butcher, mate, what a guy. I love that character. Ooh. I forgot how great that character is. I forgot how great he was.
I love how it's a New Zealander playing an Englishman.
And not just an Englishman, like an over-the-top proper Cockney. Like, it's over-the-top.
Indeed.
It's where Dick Van Dyke went wrong.
Yes.
It's where he went wrong.
So he convinces Huey to join his group, the Boys, who are a vigilante group looking to take down Vault and the Supers because of various reasons, which we'll get into.
Just him and Huey to start off with, isn't it? We don't even meet Frenchie until is it the second episode we meet Frenchie?
Couple of episodes in, yeah. If we just say, like, the Boys eventually become the group of Billy the Butcher, Mother's Milk, and Frenchie. And later on, they rescue a soup called Kimiko,
same thing.
Yeah. So basically, we are led to believe that the superpowers that the soups use have been given to them from birth, really, kind of thing. They were born with these powers, and that's the idea that's perpetuated to the public by Vault. Their CEO is called Stillwell. The blonde lady in it. That is the propaganda that is brought about this. It later turns out that this is all bullshit. The actual reason why the majority of soups have their powers is because they were injected as babies by a chemical called V9. It's the blue chemical.
So I've got the other one written down. Sorry, I've got it down. That's the other one later on.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the only soup that was born with powers is Homelander, I believe. Or he was the one that was first created, basically. Yes.
The other soups were born from his successful experiment. Yeah.
Yeah. But then there were other, like, soups before him that...
Technically, the only soup with powers is the child. To be born with powers is the child, technically, because...
We'll get to that because so much shit happens before. So anyway, in a bid to kind of like just feel better about everything that's going on, Huey just happens to be sitting in the park, and Annie also just happens to come into the park. Now, Annie, when she is in the Seven, is initially thrilled because it's been her dream to do this. She quickly becomes disillusioned with the... when she meets the Deep. pretty much when she meets everyone, kind of thing, because everyone seems to be a bit off about the whole thing. And the reason is because these superheroes are dicks. They are self-serving. They only really care about fame and their image. They want to be seen as great rather than actually doing great things. They could be out saving lives and stopping crimes and stuff like that, but for the majority of every single series, you don't see them do any of that. No crime fighting, no saving.
All their crime fighting is staged, isn't it?
Yeah,
all exactly. Stuff staged.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the funny thing about Vault as like the concepts, because they spend most of their time just doing like merchandise and films and like promoting these superheroes as much as possible to make their image look good rather than it actually being good, and doing whatever they can to cover up stuff. So hence when Deep sexually assaults Annie in Vault headquarters, kind of thing, even though they're aware of it, they try to do what they can to kind of like appease Annie and
they pretty much cover it up, didn't they?
Deep fences no consequences. She's disillusioned about it as well. Yes. Annie and Huey happen to meet in the park, and that's where they kindle up their beginning of a friendship, which then turns into a relationship. And that's pretty much the start of everything that goes down.
That's so, like the first couple of episodes. Like that's so much. Yeah. Like I was looking, the notes I've got for season one are like that. Season two is like that because it's season two for me. Looking back at it, was more like, okay, this is the end of this bit. This is the end of this bit. This is the start of the next bit. And here's a little bit of filler. And then season three again is like that. So it's like season two is kind of like, okay, we're going to end that. We're going to start this. And I think two literally ties it all together. So much happens in season one. So much. I forgot about. Yeah.
So if we start off with Billy's arc in season one kind of thing, he initially just hates like all soups and everything about them.
Anyone who's super is dead.
When he learns of Annie possibly like or Annie's relationship with Huey kind of thing, he initially tells Huey to go like bug her phone, use her as like a means for them to infiltrate Vault. And also which he does. And also he's initially kind of like wary of Kimiko as well when she gets captured by the boys, but they realize they can like use her for good kind of thing and help her with her kind of things. He's initially reluctant to do so because of the powers that she possesses. And the reason for this is revealed because of Homelander raping and killing his wife is what he's led to believe.
His whole reason he hates everyone super is for that. And literally his entire existence is to avenge his dead wife.
Mm-hmm. Now we mentioned Homelander, one of the best villains.
Can we talk about how quick his psychopathic traits come to fruition? How quick it happens?
Well, in the first episodes, he blows up that plane with all the passengers inside it.
Like, well, that's the I've got it written down who it was. It's the mayor of Baltimore, didn't it? Because he says to him that Mad Dinner arguing, and he just goes vroom, straight away, boom. Finished. I was just like, I remember seeing that, and I remember just being like, "Damn!" And it's the look in his eyes afterwards. I was like, "Okay, we're gonna have problems with this one."
Yeah,
we're gonna have problems.
And we quickly learn that Homelander, although he is the most powerful being there is, kind of thing, is also like very conscious of having a good image to the public, and also seems to have some like hang-ups with Stillwell and having a mother. And his whole creation kind of thing is what he's kind of like digging into throughout season one. He is hearing rumors about possibly having a son, and he like tries to find out more information. He's trying to find out where his son is. He's trying to find out where the woman is and everything. And eventually he learns the truth, and it kind of culminates at the end of season one with Billy kidnapping Stillwell. Plant a load of explosives on her, and then Homelander. And by this point, Stillwell and Homelander have actually had sex and stuff like that. So he has like there is a relationship there, and Homelander just shows how callous and uncaring he is. Just kills Stillwell anyway. So that prompts Billy to blow up the house. It does. Homelander saves Billy, only for the purpose of taking him to the compound where it is revealed at the end of season one his wife is still alive. And not only is she's still alive, there's a child involved, like a 10-year-old son, who eyes glow up and show that he's actually Homelander's son. And then cut to the end of season one. I mean, by this point, I'm pretty sure about this point as well. In season one, we also saw the moment where Homelander and Queen Maeve were supposed to save people on a plane. So this is when Homelander accidentally destroys the control panel, realizes there's nothing he can do, so he decides to blow it off and go away. Queen Maeve is traumatized by this event because obviously she allowed people to die, and that's where like. The whole idea of Vault's intentions in season one is to try and get government legislation to allow soups into the military. And because of Homelander letting the plane go down, he then uses that as a reason to say we should have soups in the military so that stuff like this doesn't happen, even though it wasn't supposed to happen. So, yeah, it kind of like showed about how he's like twisting everything into like a nice little... But even when bad things happen to him, he's going to use it to his advantage. And Homelander in season one is pretty much just like unstoppable.
Scumbag. Scumbag, man.
Indeed. And the only thing holding him back is his own kind of like trying to make sure that he looks good to the public still while doing bad things.
The way he kills her is just rough, man. She's tied to a chair and he literally just holds her head and just lasers straight through her eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The thing is, as well, A-Train kills two people and himself, really, in the first season. He kills Huey's girlfriend. He kills his girlfriend, Popclaw. He makes it look like an overdose. And then he has a heart attack because he's juiced up because he can't run as fast anymore.
Ah, I just remember Compound V. That's what it's called.
Compound V.
Compound V.
Compound V, yes, because A-Train keeps taking Compound V in order to be as fast as possible, but it results in him having a weak heart, and then he has a heart attack at the end of season one, which...
When he's fighting Starlight.
When he's fighting Starlight, and Huey starts to give him CPR, even though he killed his girlfriend, and then
Starlight... Yeah, Huey saves his life.
So Huey can escape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Huey saves his life.
Indeed. Everything that goes on with... well, obviously, Starlight tells the public about the sexual assault. The Deep has to make
apology. Introduced to Ezekiel, Stretch Armstrong, being was he being blackmailed for? I know he was gay, but what were they blackmailing him for?
Sleeping with lots of guys, and I haven't literally watched that episode.
Oh, he's the he's the preacher guy, isn't he?
Yes.
That's what it is, against the Christian thing. Yeah. That was weird when Huey trying to blackmail him and ends up just having to try and seduce him. That was funny to watch.
Yeah. So the Deep's kicked out of he's not kicked out, he's put on sabbatical and he has to go to Ohio to do which is landlocked as well, which is funny because obviously he's got no use there. He is sexually assaulted by himself by a fan, which is a nice little karma moment kind of thing.
With his gills
and stuff. We learn that the Deep has gills, and there is an affinity for fish. I believe this is also when he tries to save a dolphin. It might be later on.
No, that's this season.
Yeah,
there's a dolphin, but there's no seatbelt, and it's
straight through the windscreen.
Yes, we learn he talks to fish, and that he also may have like feelings for fish as well. This is brought up in there.
Feelings.
He's eventually kicked out of the seven though, leaving an open spot for a new character, which will come in season two.
We meet Mesmer as well in this season. You know, the mind reading super.
Okay.
He's the one that snakes the boys out to Homelander.
Mm.
That's how he finds out who they are and what they look like.
Yeah. We see how Homelander kind of bullies the other supes in the seven as well. How it, like A-Train and the Deep are deadly, like afraid of Homelander. Definitely afraid.
We forgot Translucent getting a bomb in his ass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well,
Huey. Translucent.
Yes, Huey kills it. And that also brings another great moment because Translucent is dead, but they don't want to announce that he's dead because he's not supposed to die. He's like supposed to be impenetrable with diamond skin.
He's diamond skin, isn't he? Yeah.
They say that he's on a secret mission somewhere and have other people fulfill his obligations he's supposed to do. And one of them is to go meet a Make-A-Wish kid and they send A-Train instead. And they show the moment when A-Train is like trying to console the kid and he's just like, I'll teach you how to run as fast as me. He's just like, really? You'll teach me how to outrun cancer? I love, like, in the top left corner, it starts out like 2 million views. You just see it steadily going down as the attraction goes on. I mean, the way that the show kind of like satirizes a lot of Marvel and commercial stuff also will come up later as well. Mainly in season two, I think, because they have the movie then.
Yeah, you've also got, you know, when we first see Kimiko and they rescue her.
Mm.
First, she whoops everyone else's ass, disappears, and then kicks Seven Shade of Shit out of Black Noir. But he then kills her.
But she regenerates.
She's basically Wolverine. Thinking about it, because all her stuff heals. She's kind of got claws.
She's kind of strong and stuff.
Yeah, she rips through someone's chest. Just with her bare hands, so kind of like claws. I think Wolverine's probably a good analogy for a good comparison, but I mean, when she saves Frenchie, didn't she? Because Noir's going to kill him.
Yeah.
And she saves him. And that's when, I think that's when she becomes one of the boys.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm. I mean, there's some stuff, there's a lot of stuff with Huey and Annie not knowing each other's intentions at first. Obviously she doesn't know that he's part of the boys, and you know, like he does know that she's Starlight, obviously, but he doesn't.
She tries to keep the two apart, though, doesn't she? She's like the boys, and the seven, and the
relationship. Obviously, mainly to protect Huey, I imagine, from like from Homelander,
from Homelander.
Yeah, yeah. But eventually, it does kind of come out. She kind of discovers that he, because he does actually bug her phone and stuff for Billy. So she finds out. She obviously distrusts him because of that, and they make up eventually. As I said, he starts giving CPR and Starlight tells him to go. And then, yeah, because at the end of season one, Sitwell died in a very public way. The boys are blamed for her death, and in season two are completely on the run and underground, off the grid. So yeah,
the way that season ended, though, I remember watching. I think I was lucky enough that season three had just come out. So I could watch 1, 2, then 3. Mm. And when I finished watching that last episode of season one, if I would have been waiting for the next series to come out, I'd have been so pissed. Because the way that ended, where it's like literally you see the sun and you see Homelander and it's like, that's his son, and it just goes black. And I'm just like, no, yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, season two introduces us to the whole idea that Billy is missing. At the beginning of season one, it later turns out that Homelander took him back to like away from the compound or wherever it was.
In agreement, really, wouldn't it?
Pretty much, but he agreed to keep him alive because Billy's wife agreed that he could come visit his son if he spares Billy. So yeah, Billy meets up with the boys again while they're off the grid, and they're basically just trying to do whatever they can to clear their name and. Basically just try and get back so that they don't get blamed for everything. While also trying to take down Vault, obviously. Mm. There's like a terrorist going around and doing the super techs, which they discover is Kimiko's brother. So basically what they're trying to do is save Kimiko's brother to get
first
him on
they
their
try
side.
And capture him, though, didn't they? First time they try and capture him because they think, obviously, if they capture the super terrorist, they'll clear their name. Mm-hmm. But then they find out it's her brother, and then there's another terrorist. Homelander fucks up.
Yeah, and obviously these super terrorists are made by Vault themselves to again try and like bring the idea that supes are needed in the military.
It was made by Homelander. Who's the other woman who's in it? There's another woman who's in it who doesn't have a clue that it was done. Another person that Vault, I think.
Oh, is it the girl that now takes over?
Victoria Newman, that's the
government woman, though, that's against Vault. I thought you were talking about the other woman that runs.
I don't know who it is. There's a woman, I remember the one that pulls out her hair
because of stress.
No, different one.
Oh, okay.
There was a different one that she
is this the woman whose head explodes?
Maybe
in season two we're introduced to the head popping super assassin, aren't we?
No, it's not Congresswoman Newman, it's not her. No. There's a woman I can see it now because I watched it earlier. He's talking to a woman about the super terrorist, not Kimiko's brother, the other one, and it was Homelander who did it so that they could get the military contract. And I can't remember who it is, but he talks to someone. It might not have been a woman. I might not have been paying attention because I was watching a recap. So it was like 15 minutes long and the guy was talking fast. So I couldn't mix it. But I remember him specifically telling someone that he did it because he was doing what was necessary to get the military contract. Because he gets the military contract, he can kill people and get paid for it.
So anyway, Homelander's kind of in de facto charge of like everything to do with Seven at the moment was still well gone. He starts to flex his powers of manipulation a little bit. He outs Queen Maeve as homosexual on TV and saying that she has makes their relationship public, which Queen Maeve did not want. Like he is, A-Train's in like a coma at the beginning of season two. When he comes back, Homelander's in his ear the whole time about how he's not as fast as he was and like how he's placed in the sevens, but obviously not secure. And
doesn't he kick him out? Because at one point, him and the Deep aren't in the Seven.
Yeah, yeah. In season two, they both aren't in the Seven, and the Deep has joined the Church of the Collective that come in. Where they hand you a Fresca. That's like their thing. I'm pretty sure it's at that point where A-Train has that that commercial where he ends, where they parody the Pepsi commercial of Kendall Jenner, where she ends racism by
the
policeman of a can of Pepsi. Yeah. A-Train does the same with the, with his energy drink.
This is because of the exile, we are introduced to someone new, aren't we? Stormfront.
Indeed.
What a bitch.
Yeah, she takes over one of the empty slots in the Seven.
Who is worse, her or Homelander? It's got to be her because of what comes out. She's got to be worse.
Yeah.
Homelander hates everyone who isn't him because he's a god to them. She hates people because she's a fucking Nazi. Let's put it that way. That's what comes out. The be all and end all, we find out she was a Nazi. We'll tell you how she gets there, but that's what comes out.
Yeah. Initially, she's introduced like being more like up to date with like memes and stuff like that and social media.
And TikTok.
She gets, she becomes really popular on amongst the public and starts getting with kind of like Homelander to make his popularity rise as well. And together they form a frightening duo. I want to talk about Homelander with his business with his son, because obviously he knows that his son has powers and he's trying to make them happen. The best scene of season two is when they're both on the roof.
He just pushes him.
He's telling him he can fly, and then he's just like, no, I can't. And he's just like, no, you just have to believe that you can. And then while he's still protesting about it, he just pushes him. And the kid just squeals and falls to the floor, and it just cuts back to Homelander just on there, just like in disappointment, just like, oh,
it's the noise
kind of thing.
It's the noise, yeah. Dump.
Yeah. Fool's doing everything they can to kind of like keep like control of the situation, but obviously eventually it comes out about Stormfront thanks to A-Train, who after he lost his space in the Seven kind of helps the boys to bring out the stuff about Stormfront, who he doesn't like because she doesn't like obviously him. They expose the Nazi secret about her, which obviously then makes Vault like really unpopular and brings this new character, Congresswoman Newman. Victoria Newman is her name, isn't it?
Congresswoman Newman. Yeah, she doesn't. I couldn't find like a name for her.
Like, well, she's later called Nadia. She's later called Nadia.
Yeah,
because that's a real name. Yeah.
But she's introduced to Victoria Newman, who works with the boys as well to help bring down Vault and bring all the things about bad about them to get them basically more regulated to make sure that they don't just.
They work within the confines of the law.
Yeah, exactly. This basically all kind of like throughout the whole time that Billy is with the boys, like his whole storyline is obviously he's trying to get his wife back. He breaks into the compounds without anyone's knowledge, gets his wife, says, we got to go, we got to leave. She's like, oh, let me get my son. And that's the point where Billy's just like, hold on, like we don't need him kind of thing. We don't need the son. If we take the son, then they're going to know. You know, they're going to care. If we could just go, it's fine.
Hasn't he got a tracker in him?
She won't leave.
Hasn't the son got a tracker in
him? Something like that. Something like that. But he's obviously like important. He's important. He's important to Vault. So, you know, like he Billy says, if we just go, it'll be okay. But she won't leave without him. So yeah, that creates the impasse. And it's at that point when Homelander and Stormfront visit and take the son that she goes to Billy and says, you need to save him.
She breaks out, doesn't she? She manages to break out.
She manages to break out and informing that the son's been taken by Homelander and Stormfront. Please save him. And yeah, that's what culminates into the big fight at the end of season two.
So good. Such a good fight.
What I like about, you know how like they're doing the whole Dawn of the Seven movie throughout the whole thing, so it's like parodying the Marvel franchise. They do the bit where they do the Girls Do It Right kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where obviously in the Marvel Endgame kind of thing where like there was a load of female characters that got their moment that a lot of people just like kind of shoehorned it in. This was very obviously shoehorned in. Don't worry, Girls Do It Right. And then like the Stormfront, Starlight and Queen Maeve just stood there. And then ironically, in the actual fight scene, when there's a fight between the women, it's actually done right. Stormfront and her ass kicked by Kimiko, Queen Maeve and Starlight all at the same time.
So much so that she has to literally fucking run because she's getting whooped.
Yeah. Throughout this whole time, like Homelander's got the Billy's got the son and Homelander's basically trying to track him down, try and stop them.
That bit where Homelander's in the house and the vault agents come in and he just rips through them all. I would say this program definitely had like the realism, like the realistic gore that would happen if someone was that strong to do the things that they would do. It's like when A-Train runs through his girlfriend in the first episode. It's ridiculous how pretty much bang on it would be. The fact that he'd run so fast that he was still holding her hands and things like that. It's sickeningly fantastic. It's so horrible and vile, yet so good.
Well, that's what, because of that, Homelander's literally covered in like...
He's just covered in blood.
Blood, yeah. There's a point where Billy, his wife and his son are all escaping, but then they get cut off by Stormfront. Stormfront has got Billy's wife against the tree, and it looks like she's about to kill her in front of the son. The son is obviously like very upset about this, and that's when he uses his powers for the first time and lasers the fuck out of her.
Literally
maimed on the floor. But inadvertently, he also kills his own mum. She makes a dying plea to Billy to look after the son, and make sure that he's okay and is useful, that is raised right, basically. Billy agrees, she dies. Homelander comes in, wants his son. It looks like it's like the son, he tells the son to come to him. The son doesn't, the son stays with Billy. And just as it looks like Homelander is about to go like ham on him, Queen Maeve comes in and blackmails him with his public image, saying, I'll show this video footage of the plane and you'll be finished and I won't love you and everything like that. So yeah, Homelander agrees. The kid is taken away and sent to live with the agency, whichever one is the...
I can't remember her name. I should have wrote it down, but I didn't. It's
the old lady.
Susan Raynor.
No, yes.
Right, isn't that her? No, it's a woman. It's the old lady. No, it's the woman who was Mallory.
Mallory, because it was the Mallory Files.
Yes, because it's the woman who was first in charge of the boys, pretty much.
Yeah, her.
Mallory?
I feel like
I know her first name.
Mallory might be her first name.
Susan Mallory?
Susan Mallory, that sounds right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
He's basically sent with the old lady who used to run the boys, basically. He's sent with her.
She's introduced in season two. She has more of a bigger role in season three.
She brokers a deal with Billy when he disappears.
Yeah.
He goes to see her, doesn't he, as well? Like he's just cutting deals left, right, and center. He's just like, I'm pretty sure this one? It's the next season here. No. I'm getting in front. It's one of them. He agrees to fucking kill someone for someone.
He makes the deal. Well, obviously, once Steelwall leaves Vault, Vault is then in the hands of really the big chicken man from Breaking Bad.
Yes, it is the big chicken man.
Yeah, from Breaking
Bad. Gus Fring is running Gus the Fring. Show.
Yes, yes, he is. He's not really that bothered about the suits, to be honest. He mainly sees it as like a kind of like a burden on him, so that's why he is happy to let the boys like they broker a deal with Billy. Because they're able to get their charges revoked if they... I can't remember what they had to do, though.
They had to basically bring the boy. And that's they promised if they bring them the boy, they'll help them with Homelander. Which they didn't, because they got mangled. But...
Yeah, but in the end, they do get their charges revoked. Mother Milk is able to go back to his family, and everything's all well.
It's all tickety boo at the end, pretty much for everyone.
Other than Homelander being really ticked off and looking like he's about to snap at any moment, it looks okay. In season two, we're introduced also to the image of Homelander going to a secret cabin where it looks like Stillwell is still alive, but actually, no, it turns out to be doppelganger.
It's got such a weird mummy fetish. It's so weird. Yeah. It's so weird. Is it season one or two? It must be season one, because that's when Madeline has the baby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when he starts drinking out of the fucking bottle. It's just weird.
Yes. Yes. He has an obsession with milk. Yes. I'm pretty sure in season two as well is when Billy crashes the boat through the whale. When the deep
that
comes
is
back.
That is yeah. Yep
yeah
yeah yeah the deep comes back into the Seven thanks to a rehabilitated image where he is now with a wife and in the Church of the Collective, even though the marriage is a sham because he likes fish. But he does. I can't remember if it's in two or three when he tries to introduce the threesome to his fake wife with the octopus. Is in three.
That's three. Okay, cool. That's three.
Yeah, yeah.
Because okay. What else? Because so, because what happens?
So two. He just sleeps with the bitch.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
he gets caught. Freeze is when he gets caught. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But yeah, they crashed the boat through the whale in season two though.
Because that was a big thing, wasn't it? It was like, oh, they're around the open water. It's the deep's time to shine.
Yeah,
and he didn't shine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure things escalate in Annie and Huey's relationship in season two. They are now like together, kind of thing, publicly. They meet up when they can, kind of thing, but then when they're together they are like, you know,
is it funny. It's got to be season two when because Kimiko's brother throws a train at Homelander, doesn't he? Just launches a train at him.
Stormfront when we see how bad she is when she's literally just like blowing up that building, not caring about
she kills her brother, didn't she? She kills
Kimiko's brother.
Yeah
choking him, saying about how she likes to see the light go out of people's eyes and stuff like that. That's when, again, you before you know about the Nazi stuff, that's when you know
you already know she's a sick bitch.
This one's a wrong one, yeah. Mm. And yeah, like season two, don't forget
season. The end of season two is when you're sitting in the courtroom and the heads just start exploding.
Yes, this when we because at first they have the witness in the wheelchair, the guy that's created Homelander.
Bam!
Yeah, and then his head explodes and is revealed right. And at the end of season two is where the Church of Collective's guy head explodes, and we see that it was actually Victoria Newman is the head popping assassin. So we find out she's got an ulterior motive, and Huey is now working for her to help bring down Vault or regulate Vault. Take us into season three.
So season two had a lot of tying up loose ends and starting new stories. I feel like season two could probably been put into season one and three. Probably can combine them. You could probably make two seasons out of that.
Mm-hmm. What I like about season three is how they really like ramp it up with the Homelander character.
They fucking ump up. The ante gets fucking upped, mate.
Because when Annie tries to blackmail him with the video footage again, he literally just turns around to her and just goes, okay, I'll just go on a massive killing spree. I think I'll start out with like the centers, you know, the Pentagon, then I'll take out all the weapons defenses. He tells her in detail to show that he's thought about this, what he would do. And yeah, that kind of like gets her to go along with whatever he wants to do to appease him. And from then on, he, as I said, he just goes on a complete like terroristic kind of like thing. Like there's one point when he sees the girl that is on the rooftop, and at first he's talking her out of committing suicide. But then when he discovers that Stormfront, who was maimed in the second season, had actually committed suicide, he then tells her to jump. And
she doesn't jump, so he pushes her.
He lit up his eyes, basically, just say, if you don't jump, then I'll just blast you. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's that. He also makes the DP eat his friend Timothy, the octopus.
Yeah.
In the later bit, which is sadistic to a new level.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where his son is at first. Later he finds out, and basically when everything has gone on with season three, Billy is distraught over his wife dying. He hasn't seen the son, but he finds out about the thing that Vault have created, which can give you temporary superpowers.
Temp V. V24 it's called, but it's Temp V.
Yeah. Initially, like, kind of like he gets it, but he doesn't want to use it or anything like that. He's just got it so that they can't use it. But when there is talk of a weapon in Russia that can kill Homelander, he like obviously is very curious.
He doesn't use it at first, does he? Because he goes to what's the name of the hero? The group. No. I know the hero. The group.
The
I
payback.
Can't remember. Is it payback? Is that the name of the group?
Payback. Yeah. There was like Soldier Boy, Black Noir.
Scarlet.
It's Crimson Queen or something like that is what she was. She's the one that's doing cam shows, ain't she?
Gunpowder.
Those twins, TNT twins.
That's fucking weird as it is. TNT, it's crazy. But it's because when he goes to Gunpowder the first time, he basically just mugs him off, makes him look silly. And I think it gets to the point where he's just like, you know what? Fuck this. This is our only chance. I need to know. And I'm pretty sure he takes it. And then he knocks seven shades of shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
Then kills him by accident because all of a sudden...
He's got laser eyes.
He's basically got the same powers as Homelander.
Mm.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah, when he takes Tim V, he's basically a Homelander. The Temp V, basically, when they go over to Russia to get this weapon, and Huey also takes the Temp V as well, in order for them to get the suit. The teleporting power.
It suits him.
Yeah.
But what it's funny because every time he teleports, he loses his clothes. His clothes stay where he is, but he goes. So that's always fun.
But yeah, all the boys of them, apart from Mother's Milk and Annie, because Mother's Milk, basically they're going to get Soldier Boy is who they hear is.
So it turns out to be because he is the weapon.
Yeah. It turns out he's still alive. They're all there, and as soon as they release Soldier Boy, he goes nuclear with an explosion. Kumiko is able to protect Frenchie, who's the only one that's not super, but in the process she gets done up and loses her powers.
That's his power. That's a crazy thing though. His power is he's got a nuclear blast that can kill anyone really, but if you're super, it's going to take your powers. It's crazy.
In the process of doing this, obviously, he escapes and starts on the hunt for like his former payback teammates that fucked him over and left him for dead in Russia. In the process, obviously, that boy is chasing back. They find him and come up with an agreement that if they help him to track down all his former teammates and get revenge, he'll help them kill Homelander. Obviously, Mother's Milk is against this because he was the one who killed his dad. And Annie, at the same time, is like working with Mother's Milk at the same like just away from
Maeve is helping them as well because Maeve's the one that gives Billy the Temp V. she's the one who gives, because obviously she knows that
yeah.
Homelander's lost the fucking plot.
Yeah. And by the end, Annie's the one is posts a video of, at some point just saying about just telling the truth about Vault and everything, denouncing her role of Starlight and
denouncing the like Seven as well this, and stuff like that. She basically just blows the whistle, isn't it? That's what it is. She blows the whistle.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's everything that happens first. Let's get that out of the way first, because everything that goes on with the Soldier Boy's hunt for like the people is pretty damn funny.
Oh, mate.
So he has to find the TNT twins, and they are currently at Herogasm, which
is that's what it's called. Herogasm.
Which is the 70th. It was the 70th anniversary at the time of this wild orgy that happens between superheroes and humans. I'm pretty sure that's also at the point where we meet Termite, where as the part where he can has a power to shrink down really small, and at some point with his male lover, he goes inside his dick.
I completely forgot about that. Forgot about that going back and through everything. I forgot about it. But I remembered it because we talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
But I completely forgot about it when I was doing this. Yes, he makes himself small into the old funnel, and then bam.
Yeah.
It's what Billy does to him while he's small that makes me laugh. He puts him in a bag of cocaine and just fucking shakes it.
Indeed. Makes him overdose.
Yeah.
So while there, Soldier Boy turns up. He kills the twins along with everyone else there while going nuclear. Homelander turns up as well and gets into a fight with Soldier Boy and also with Billy and Huey, who have both taken Temp V. It gets to a point where it looks like Homelander's about to die, but he manages to narrowly escape at the last second. That's probably the closest they came to actually making it seem like Homelander could die.
Is that the first time that he realizes that Huey's taken Temp V as well? Because he takes it secretly.
Yeah. Well, that was the second time he took Temp V, because he took it for the first time in Russia.
Yeah, because he has a go at him for taking it, doesn't he? He goes, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, you're taking it.
He takes it a third time for when they go see the mentalist guy, the mind one that you're not supposed to look into his eyes.
Yeah, because Soldier Boy goes to, because that's when he traps Billy in his own mind.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. That is. And Huey convinces him to release Billy in exchange for basically helping him to escape Soldier Boy. But Soldier Boy comes in at the last second and kills him before he has a chance to fulfill that promise. In the process of Annie kind of breaking into one of the labs where they made Temp V, she discovers that Temp V is actually fatal after three to five doses, I think they said.
Something like that, yeah.
She relays this message to Billy to basically say, don't let Huey take any more. Billy takes some anyway. And then when Huey's about to take some, rather than tell Huey, he just knocks him the fuck out.
I love that scene. I love it because he comes out the toilet, he just looks at Huey, and he just goes bang, just folds like a deck chair.
Yeah, this is for the final fight where they're gonna go and try to stop Soldier Boy.
Toe to toe, yeah, because at that point it's going toe to toe with Soldier Boy, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because in the process of being alive and everything, he learns that he has a son, and his son is Homelander.
And he is disappointed in how he's turned out.
Indeed, and he goes to Vault headquarters to let this be known. I think it's at that point that Lamplighter is there, kind of thing to Huey goes with him in order to break into Vault headquarters to warn Annie about
to free her, isn't it? Because she's been locked up at this
point. Oh yeah, exactly. She's locked
up. He just commits.
Yeah, he commits suicide, but inadvertently it does help Annie because it makes the power surge. Then she's able to escape. At this point, also Homelander finds out that Black Noir knew about Homelander being Soldier Boy's son. Homelander kills Black Noir, but not really. Black Noir can't be killed. He's fatally. He's just wounded at that point. He'll be back in the next season.
I can't believe how Maeve, we missed it in the second season when she nearly kills him with an Almond Joy because he's allergic to nuts. She shoves an Almond Joy in his mouth.
Yeah, he's the character that obviously sees all the animated characters because he's like a child and stuff.
It's funny because he's got such like the comedic scenes he's in. Like one of the scenes from one of the first series is he's at that party, and for some reason he's holding a glass of champagne and he's just looking at it, and someone walks past with the hors d'oeuvres and he sort of just goes like, "Oh, I'll have one of them." And he just walks straight past him, and he's just like, "Oh, okay, okay, I won't have one then." Because that's obviously not meant to be that funny, but it's just things like that just make me laugh.
Indeed. So it all kind of culminates with like a three-way fight between Homelander of Soldier Boy and Billy on Temp V, trying to like basically get to the Sun as well. Billy has pissed off the Sun because when he went to see Mallory again, like the boy came out and say, "Why haven't you been?" And he basically cussed him out and told him to fuck off. And yep. That kind of like
was
made
he on,
the Sun
was he on Temp V at
be
that
with
point?
Homelander.
Was he on Temp V?
No,
at that
not
point?
When he, not when he, because not when he told, son, not when he told the Sun to fuck off.
The Sun stops him, doesn't he? He uses his power. He like he just holds him, and he's and that's when he goes, "You better fuck off." Something along those lines.
Exactly.
But I know because I know he grabs him, but I couldn't remember if he was on Temp V or not at that point. Couldn't remember.
Yeah. But in the end, they do stop. Homelander and Billy kind of have to team up to stop Soldier Boy in the end. They do. Soldier Boy is locked away again for like
thanks to Queen Maeve. Time.
Thanks to Queen Maeve.
Dives out of the window, didn't she? She's full send.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, basically, like Homelander's got his son. Billy is told by doctors that he's only got a few months to live, maybe 2 years.
Twelve to 18 months to live.
Yeah, because of all the Temp V use. And there's now, in the process of Homelander like working on his popularity, he's basically got this kind of culture of, I don't know what it is. It's basically parodying like everything goes on.
Oh,
with
it's
MAGA. And
it's MAGA.
Stuff
it's
like
MAGA.
Yeah.
It's definitely MAGA.
It's parodying that. It's basically the whole idea that Homelander is so great, he should be allowed to do what he wants for the good of humankind. Is the way he's kind of perpetuating it.
He's chairman of Vault, kind of runs.
Yeah, because in the process, because Newman turns on the father figure that she has, Chicken Man in Breaking Bad. In exchange for getting Compound V that she can use on her daughter to make sure her daughter is super. So because of that, Newman's now a bad guy, but she can pop heads. And there's a great moment when she's talking with Homelander.
The scene when she pops a person and Huey sees it, like early doors, like first or second episode. She doesn't just pop his head. She pops his head and then the whole body just goes, bam!
Yeah. There's a moment where Homelander's just like, "I bet you're thinking about trying to pop my head." He's like, "Go on, do it." I'm curious.
He's such a narcissist. He's so just.
Yeah.
He's a narcissist. He's a psychopath.
So he's created this following, of which Mother's Milk's daughter's stepdad.
Stepdad, yeah.
Is a
part front and like center, a, mate. Front yeah, and center.
Like a big believer in. And on the other hand, you've got the crowd that is believe Starlight, where she was saying about how terrible things I thought were doing. So that's what's ramping up for the next season.
Are we talking about when Homelander finally snaps in public right at the end.
The last scene is probably the most iconic one like, so far, where a member of the crowd throws a drink or something at Homelander's son. It takes a minute where everyone goes silent and Homelander, without thinking, just immediately explodes him with the laser powers. Everyone's shot.
Gone.
And the stepdad to Mother's Pickled Daughter is the first one to start cheering, and then everyone starts cheering, and then it zooms in on Homelander's face with a smile of like confusion and like,
bewilderment.
Now he can get away with stuff. Obviously, he was getting really unpopular in season two with the public because of I think it was a video that showed that he didn't really care about a civilian. And in the process of everyone in the crowd was like heckling him while he was trying to give his speech to explain himself, he suddenly has like a hallucination of just like wiping out the whole crowd with the laser powers and everything. That's like the first kind of like
He's lost it.
Image that we get. The image that he was starting to lose it. Now he actually has done something to someone in public and got cheered for it. So yeah, it's it doesn't bode well for what might happen in the future. Now we know Billy. We know Billy the Butcher's got nothing to live for though.
That makes him dangerous. Indeed. That makes him very dangerous.
Yeah. We mentioned about Kimiko losing her powers when Soulja Boy blasted her. She pretty much has lost them for the whole kind of like season.
She kind of gets them back.
She gets them back.
Didn't she?
Nah, she gets them back. I think she gets them back right at the end because she blasts off the door that they were that Maeve and Billy stuck them in to stop them from so that they can go kill Homelander. I think Kimiko gets it back in the end.
It's one of them ones, if you're exposed to like extreme stress, then all of a sudden whatever's left in your system will just reboot and all of a sudden you've got powers again.
Indeed. So yeah, that was the whole season recap. Now, let's just say like great moments in The Boys.
Start to finish. Start to finish.
All right. Fucking The Deep. For his gills being voiced by Patton Oswalt.
Okay, yeah.
When they're talking, when they drug him when so that he can singing. Start to love himself more, and they start singing "You Are So Beautiful to Me." That's such a great moment.
So stupid.
Because when we first introduced to The Deep, he's a dick. Obviously, he fucking thinks he could do whatever he wants and feel no like repercussions for doing it. He finally gets some repercussions. He starts having bad shit happening to him. He gets dicked on by everyone around him, but then you start kind of getting that moment where you feel sorry for him. Every character starts to get like a little bit where you kind of like start to sympathize with them. His one was
except
his body
Homelander.
Image.
Except yeah. Homelander.
Oh no, even Homelander. He's told by the chicken guy that he was like he's like terrible stock or something like that. And like someone else, the guy in the wheelchair that created him said he's like his biggest disappointment and stuff. You know, he gets some fucking like. You can get a sense of like his terrible upbringing and stuff. That
I still don't feel sorry for him. He murders people for banter.
Of course,
no.
Of course,
no. Of course. No, sir. I do not feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for A Train because he's basically an addict. I feel sorry
A-Train,
for him there.
He also kills again.
He kills again in season three. He kills the racist guy.
Yeah, the racist guy. Well, that all comes apart because like he wants. Was it like in? With A-Train, like they start doing a storyline about how in his movie he's going to be just like a street time like gangbanger that's going to be taught by Tom Hanks, like a white guy that will teach him out to the proper way. And he goes, no, I was trained by my brother, like, and we didn't grow up on the streets or anything like that. So yeah, that kind of license on that. Plus, he wanted to bring He wants to bring racial like prejudice awareness into the Seven as well.
Yeah, he did, and they were just like, they just didn't care.
And they wanted, he did change his costume to reflect like the African tribes kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, he made it more tribal to change his costume like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
But at the same time, kind of thing. Yeah, he still like is
fucks him up as well, grabs him and just runs.
Yeah, and because like to get in good with Homelander, you know, Annie's friend that joins because they have the instead of the movie this time, they have a like superhero reality show where
they're
the next member of the Seven, and one of them is Annie's friend in there, and he gets through and he joins. Yeah,
friend.
He gets through and he joins. And when Annie tells him about her plan to take down Homelander, he tells A-Train, and A-Train's getting good with Homelander, tells him about it, and then Homelander kills Annie's friend, and then he uses that as like another way to kind of like intimidate Annie and say next time it will be Huey. So yeah, like A-Train is still a dick. And The Deep is still a dick because he gets to join the Seven again, but at the same time he did eat an octopus that was his friend.
It's funny when he's got the two of them and it's like he says, A-Train, you're in, and The Deep's not, and A-Train's like, yes, and he gets on walks away, and Deep's just sat there like, well, what the fuck, man? What?
That's at the end of season two, yeah.
It's just great. I think it's fantastic. I love it. Kimiko's
singing in the hospital as well. That's actually the actress's voice because obviously Kimiko doesn't talk or she communicates by sign language. But then for that bit, she actually like sings, which is pretty sick.
Trying to think of anything else that was like outrageously like out of pocket that I haven't already mentioned.
I've got one of the Deep's sayings that I quite like.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, yeah, I can talk to fish, so what? How often do you need to be saved by a score of salmon?
So I have to bring down his own powers kind of thing. Yeah. Everyone's always said that about Aquaman having terrible powers.
I think that's what it is as well. Like they, I think that's it. It's like, yeah, they're just cussed out the fact that he can like talk to fish and stuff. It's like, is that even, is it useful? Who even cares?
Yeah. I don't know. When he brought that whale down, that was pretty impressive. But yeah, Billy just drove a boat into
it. Drove a boat through it. Okay. Just bang, straight through it.
That was a good
point. I love the dynamic between Huey and Billy. Their dynamic is just fantastic. Because it's definitely like the older brother getting you in trouble from the get go, like literally from the get go. Even like when they have the first fight, when they fight Translucent in the shop, right in the first couple of episodes. Them two together, fantastic. Mother's Milk is fantastic too. He's hilarious. He makes me laugh. He's basically dad in the whole.
The moment in the hospital, because Stormfront. Created the hospital where she could give Compound V to like people in the hospital, basically to see what the effects would be, and the effects are not good. Basically, they all just mutated and didn't really work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It only works in babies.
It only works in babies. So that creates two great moments. One where Mother's Milk is attacked by a long penis that fights him throughout the whole hospital. And the other, where they discover the babies that are being given Compound V, and they are ambushed by security, and so Billy uses one of the babies that has Compound V power to use the laser.
That's so good. That's so good. That's great. That one.
I mean, the show is like very creative and everything like that. I know the original comics obviously had a lot of these ideas. A lot of them a lot darker than was even in the boys in the
Some of it
is like some heavy shit, but
they got to make it palatable. You know what I mean? They got to try, even though it isn't meant for children. They still got to try and market it correct. You got to make it a little bit less rough.
Yeah. But yet you still, like, you say, oh, they didn't show, like, these moments. Yeah, but they still showed, like, a guy inside a dick. They still showed, like, the octopus ears. They still showed people crashing through a whale. They still showed, like, a lot of blood and destruction and everything that's come along with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Great show. There's a lot. It's fantastic. Yeah. What's better, though, that or Stranger Things? Which is better? It's a hard one, isn't it? Because I love comics in general. I love it. I love it all. But for me, even though I love it, I love the 80s and I love Stranger Things, man. Season 4 was... I have never watched an episode of a series that's 2.5 hours long. Ever. Ever. I didn't hesitate when that Stranger Things said one episode came out, it was 2.5 hours long, didn't hesitate. I was like, bang, let's go.
Actually, this is back to that episode that we last... three we're in. Can you listen to Running Up That Hill anymore?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's fine now. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I can.
Yeah, okay. I still listen to it.
It came
it's my ringtone.
Oh, this is
it's okay.
My WhatsApp ringtone.
No, it's okay now.
It starts playing, it starts rising up in the air.
Well, as of recording this, Halloween has been and gone, but well technically when this comes out, Halloween's been and gone. As of recording, this Halloween is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So I'm wondering how many people have got the decoration of her. Just have you seen all the of her like floating in the air and stuff like that? Was the big Halloween thing for like Stranger Things and stuff?
Who'd win a fight, Steve or Huey?
Oh, Steve kick his ass. Steve kick his ass. Yes. Without Huey's powers, Huey's a bitch. Steve kick his ass.
He was able to get exposed to the device up Translucent's ass.
Yeah, Huey's got the height. He's got the height, but Steve's squirrely, you know what I mean?
God damn it, Sinclair. Could have knocked you out with this.
Exactly. Is Huey dangerous with a I don't even know what it was, a lampshade? No, he's not.
Yeah. Well, season 4 of The Boys and season
needs
five
to hurry up and come out.
Exactly. Both need to come out. They do.
We both need to hurry up and come out. We need yeah. to see it.
Yes.
We did some predictions for the next series of Stranger Things. Do you want to do any predictions for The Boys?
Well, I have seen one thing regarding next season of The Boys, and that's to do with the plane.
All right, well, the one crashed. With all the passengers.
Yes, well, yeah. Something's going to come out about that.
Ooh. Okay.
It's got to be the black box or something. It's got to be something about that.
Maeve hasn't died, has she?
No.
I think her powers.
She loses her powers, yeah. Because she goes full send out the window with Soldier Boy and explodes in the air.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that maybe Homelander could use like Maeve as like the scapegoat for that whole situation.
Like possibly. Possibly. That kid is 100% dying, by the way. 100%.
Oh, really?
Kid's going to die. Kid's going to die. Homelander is going to go ham. He is going to start murdering everyone.
Yeah.
I am going to call it. I think Homelander kills the president and tries to take over the country. I'm calling it now. Homelander tries to kill kills the president and takes over the country.
I think I've seen theory about that. Yeah,
he wears the flag as a cape.
Maybe
what more would be perfect.
Maybe he tries to get elected first, loses the election,
and it just kills him.
And then kills the president and then takes over and runs it anyway.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal. Brutal.
Like what about Huey? Is he gonna die?
I reckon he dies. I reckon Huey dies because he takes the temp V, but Billy doesn't. Billy somehow keeps his powers and becomes the very thing that he hates.
Yeah.
Nah, I like it. And he can't kill himself either. He tries to, but he just can't.
Kill himself, and Huey takes it to save him, but it kills Huey.
Ah, okay. So not a happy ending.
No. This isn't going to have. None of this has been a happy ending.
Mother's Milk will have a happy ending, surely. He'll be reunited with his daughter and everything will be okay.
Yeah, but now the daughter's stepdad is a fucking Nazi, basically.
Mm.
He's basically front and center with Homelander. He watched him blow a guy's head off and was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the son smiled as well. Like, I forgot to mention that after like the laser kind of thing, he wasn't bothered by it. He's into being.
What the time? It all depends on the time jump. It all depends on how much time. You can't jump too far because obviously
Billy might
die. But it can jump far enough. You only need 6 months around, like Homelander, as a kid. You'll be full fledged nutcase.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more. There could be a lot more flashbacks now that they've brought Gen Z out.
Yeah,
that they could do a lot more flashbacks.
Well, I heard that the first series of that, the end of it ties into the beginning of season four. And then the end of season four ties into the beginning of season two. So they're all connected. They're canon now.
Mm.
They're all canon now. So what happens then? So I feel like we'll have to watch this series because whoever's in it could be important for the next series. Could be important.
I do like the cast for the new TV series because it's got some cast from... I've watched The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's got cast members from that in the new Gen Z one.
Damn.
So I was like, definitely need to watch.
Well, I wonder how many the cast of Sex Education are in it then. Because in the Barbie movie, there were 3 cast members in Sex Education.
I have not seen
great the movie. Great movie.
Seen the Barbie movie yet. You can go and listen to our review or watch the review. It's all out there. That and Oppenheimer. We did a Barbenheimer episode.
I love both movies.
I am very proud of that thumbnail, by the way. That thumbnail came out perfect. Sure. Took me ages getting that right.
I'm seeing that new movie, the Scorsese one, about the moon and shit tomorrow. The really long one that's got like DiCaprio and stuff in it. I can't remember the title.
That movie, yeah, that one.
No. I'll give my review a bit next week. Can I have a chat? But yeah, that's it. I'm looking forward to The Boys.
That's it. Because if it was
over an hour, another long, long chat. I knew we would.
This was never going to be a short episode. It was never going to be a short episode.
Well, have you two watched Game of Thrones?
Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Literally just finished rewatching that.
I did that a couple months ago.
Love it so much.
Even watched season 8. I knew it was going to be disappointing, but I still wanted to see it again. So yes, we watched season 8 as well.
So bad.
Seasons one to six.
So to do that, if we're going to talk about Battle of the Bastards, put that in up to there. If we're going to do an episode on Game of Thrones, we're going to have to do an episode for each season. There is no way we can cram 8. I need an episode just to cuss season 8. I need an episode just for that because that is so bad.
Maybe we can split them in half. Do one to four, then we'll do five to eight. That's a lot. We've done an hour and 10 like on three seasons of the boys.
No, but what happens in 3 seasons of the boys is like 2 seasons in Game of Thrones. So much happens. So many characters. So many people die. And then this person, then that person, then Joffrey's a prick. Then this happens. Then this happens. And he's feeding people to dogs and he's cut his dick off. And what's going on? Too much to keep up with.
Up the Ramsay Bolton.
No, that's a sick man.
Yes, I know. He's a competitive character. Man. Just for the moment where he shakes the sausage, he had me.
He was my guy. Okay, yeah, that's the meme.
He was my guy. Dude, do you think I'm sorry to see a pretty girl? You feel a little twitch. It's that little face. He knows he's...
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, God. But yeah, Billy Butcher calling people a cunt. Always great.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's great. A cunt. Always.
Cool. All right. Wrap us up then, Liam.
Well, we should switch Midge out more often.
Yeah.
We should do that. We should switch more out more often.
Yeah.
Just let me know what TV series you've watched and I can let you know.
I feel like it's going to probably be Game of Thrones next. I feel like that's the next one. Well, you know what? We time it right. We time it right. We do it when House of Dragons season 2 comes out because that's
fucking very soon.
Oh, I love it. Season one was all build up, man. So much build up in season 1. Season 2 better have some shit go down. I swear to God, because I was on loose faith. Season one was good, but it was built up so much.
We'll come back for that. When that happens, that's when we'll come back.
Sick. All right. Yeah, that's good.
Yes. I like that. Well, thank you to Vicky for joining us.
You're welcome.
Mitch has been replaced forever now. That's it. We'll tell him tomorrow. That's it. You're done. Dunzo. Turn up on Wednesday.
Come back for the tournament episode.
Like, subscribe, follow, all that stuff. All the information is down below. Notification bell, all that stuff. And we will catch you next week.
See you later.